Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
100.1 FM AM 1020 News Radio KDK. Our weekly visit, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry, on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. You know, I think it's a little odd for people in Pittsburgh today because Kevin's right. This Steelers Thursday snuck up on a lot of us. So the Steelers are going to be playing tonight. 8:20, I think, is kickoff. So there's going to be a lot of bleary-eyed people tomorrow morning. Will you watch the game?
I will be watching the game, and it was an amazing last game. So it's I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, Doc, I have a question for you about Total Cat Mojo Live. Did you ever hear of the Jackson Galaxy? He's a performer who does this theatrical experience through the world of cats.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay, we're giving away tickets. We gave away a pair of tickets earlier in the show. Just wondering if you're going to be there checking it out.
The first time I heard of it.
All right, we'll try and get you in so you can see it April 22nd down on Homestead. All right, hey. Our first question comes from Doug in Tarentum. Dr. Mike, our dog has been diagnosed with arthritis by our veterinarian, and she told us that we should speak to you about stem cells. Would it be better if he has another dog's stem cells, a dog that does not have arthritis?
You know, I'm wondering if Doug is a researcher, because that's a good question. And there's some research being going on in people. You know, sometimes you treat humans with arthritis, and sometimes we treat animals with arthritis, and we use their own stem cells. We take them from their fat. It's a repair cell, and then we inject it back into their little niche that has pain, their joints, or wherever they're having trouble. And it works. I'd say 80% of the time it works. 20% of the time it doesn't. You wish you could help that 20% of the population. So, Doug, you may be onto something. They're looking for an immortal line of stem cells that would, say, help arthritis or help heart disease or help kidney disease or whatever it is. And then maybe one day we'll be able to use those cells instead of the patient's own cells. So that research is being done. But right now, no, we don't have that available. And I would be happily give you a consult on your own dog to see if that would be an appropriate therapy for him. And a great question.
For those that don't know, Dr. Mike is one of the leading authorities on this whole stem cell research that's been going on for many years. In fact, you're the first person I ever heard talk about it, and it obviously has morphed from the animal world to the human field and has been very effective, right?
It's incredible, and it's always been my honor and privilege to work on some human boards. I'm on two human boards for stem cells and two animal boards. So I am one of these privileged guys that gets to pick the brains of many, many people around the world smarter than me about stem cells, and I get to practice it here in Pittsburgh, which is always my favorite thing to do.
This brings up an interesting question. Since you talk human stem cells and animal stem cells, can somebody like, say, me with a bum elbow get dog stem cells put in it for my arthritis?
So we call that xenogeneic, using a different species and injecting them into, say, us, or a pig to us, or a dog to us, or something like that. No, that's not being done. They're working on that. They're working on horse cells being used in cats, and there are rationales for that. I certainly am not discounting it, but we're not there yet, and I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. Right now, you can use another person's cells, like cord cells, from, you know, an umbilical cord, in another person. We call that allogeneic. Same species, different person. But we're not doing the xenogeneic just yet. That's, they're doing a lot of research on it, but we're not there yet.
You shouldn't have got the horse stem cells yesterday, Kevin, into your elbow.
Cough.
Next question comes from Green Tree, nearby our palatial studios. Dear Dr. Mike, our dog goes nuts playing with tennis balls. Are there any reasons why we should not let him play with them? He chews them up once in a while, but not very often. We are amazed by that. Brenda and Carl want to know. Thanks.
You know, I have a lab that wants to fetch everything, and I get it. And I get, you know, the tennis ball is an easy thing to throw. It's soft, and it doesn't seem like it's that much of a hazard. But it is. I worked in the ER for quite a year, or many years, 7.5 years. And we saw them, dogs choking on it. They break it. It gets caught in the back of the throat. Plus, the materials, I think they're mystery materials. They have some glue, and some people have accused tennis ball makers of putting lead in there. I don't know if that's true or false, but I don't think that's a great treat. I would recommend a Nylabone or a Nylaball. They have many safe treats for pets, but no matter what you give to your pet, supervise them, because it might work well for my dog, and it might not work so well on your dog. There's a lot of hard chewers out there, so always supervise them. But I would recommend a safer treat. There are many type of Nylabone treats. Check them out. They have lots of balls, little frisbees, things like that that are a lot of fun, too.
And Dr. Mike, this comes from Sandra and Jerry in Meridian. Our cat is constantly jumping up on our counters trying to steal food. He opens bread bags, popcorn bags, macaroni bags. Do you have any recommendations that will stop him from doing this?
Yes. Clean the counter. I have cats, too, so I get this. And many cat owners are shaking their head and listening hard right now. And I wish I had an enlightening answer. But, you know, we use things like wrapped up aluminum foil on the counter. Some people take the carpet runners upside down because they have those little prickly things on them and put them on the counters to keep the cats from jumping up there. Some people use double-sided sticky tape. And other people use foghorns. When they jump up across that light, the foghorn goes off. But I don't have the best answer, but keep the counters clean because that's the easiest way. And if you have a sink problem where they're wanting to get up into the sink and drink the water out of the sink bowl, aluminum foil across that sink works well, too. A lot of people have told me that.
And another heads up, particularly for cat owners, stuff on the holiday tree, your Christmas tree's got, you say no tinsel if you got a cat indoors.
Exactly. It's the biggest toy on the planet for a cat, that Christmas tree. So if you have tinsel hanging there, they're going to have to play with it. And their tongues are real rough. They're like sandpaper. And they'll start playing with it, and it gets caught on their tongue. And people think they're chewing it, and they're trying to spit it out, and they end up reeling it in, and it can get caught under their tongue, and then they swallow it, cause obstructions. It's horrible. So no tinsel on Christmas trees, especially with cats. And then I would avoid letting them play in the Christmas tree as well.
We'll talk to you next week. Always appreciate your insight and expertise. Thanks, Doc.
You're welcome. Always my pleasure.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.